So the Utah Decides Healthcare Act of 2018 is the ballot initiative that is being proposed to expand Medicaid in Utah. While politicians in Washington fight over healthcare, this initiative gives the choice back to the people of Utah so we can decide what is best for our state. This initiative protects our state's most vulnerable citizens, including seniors in nursing homes, mothers and hardworking families struggling to put food on the table, and ensures that they have access to healthcare while they take care of their families. This is what the picture looks like across the country. 32 states have expanded Medicaid so far. There's a few that have done it in an alternative way. There's one pending, and Utah falls in the no Medicaid expansion category still, although we do have our little waiver now, which I guess you could count as a mini version. So Utah has two uninsured rates, basically. Census data shows that there's been a dramatic decline in our uninsured rate for all ages across the board, 42%. But that looks very different for people that fall into the coverage gap. Uninsured people earning less than 138% of poverty, that insurance rate is twice as high. So what that looks like here is we have our umbrella of coverage. Those covered by Medicaid is extremely low income parents, people with qualifying disabilities, people over 65, children and pregnant women, but they must also reach income thresholds. Just remember. then there's the gap with no coverage between 100% of the poverty line up to 100% of the poverty line before you can get those marketplace subsidies. So there's coverage in the blue section and the red section. Those in the white are where we're looking to expand it with this ballot initiative. So who benefits? Over 100,000 Utahns would qualify, about 80,000 of those in the coverage gap. Eligibility is low. It's about $16,000 per year for a single adult. For a family of four, it's $33,900. One example of this is the Hunter family. They were featured in the New York Times recently, talking about how they've thought about giving up their cell phone to help pay for healthcare, but that is impossible in this day and age. Other states have expanded, and they have seen great success. Colorado found that it was great for business, more than 31,000 extra jobs, good for premiums. Marketplace premiums are lower in expansion states, fills in the risk pool a little bit more. It's good for public safety. Washington saw a dramatic reduction in their rearrest rates, and correction agencies saved an estimated $5,000 to $10,000 per person treated. It's also good for consumers. We're reducing the uncompensated care across those expansion states. So every dollar a hospital spends on uncompensated care was cut 41 cents from this Medicaid expansion in those states, resulting in a $6.2 billion reduction. So polling in Utah shows that this has been a consistently supported issue. Starting way back in 2014, when this first started coming up in the legislature, 76% supported up until most recently. Just a couple weeks ago, we have a poll coming out showing that 62% support this initiative for full expansion. And in between, we've seen consistent support over the years as well. So how are we going to pay for it is always the key question here. So we're going to do a very small increase in the state sales tax on non-food items from 4.7 to 4.85%. That equates to about 3 cents on every $20. So you go to the movies for $20, you spend an extra 3 cents to help provide healthcare coverage for Utahns. So this would generate a new $91 million from the sales tax, which would trigger the money from the federal government that Utah has been turning down. So we will get our own taxpayer money back to the tune of $804 million. So at $9 returned to the state for every dollar that we've spent here. So inside this act, Act, there are some protections for the Medicaid and CHIP program. Eligibility cannot become more restrictive over time. No new enrollment caps. No new eligibility limitations, basically. Medicaid would be expanded all the way up to 138% of poverty, the poverty line, no strings attached. This requires the same care and benefits currently offered in Medicaid and CHIP, cannot become more restrictive, same with out-of-pocket costs, no, there cannot be an increase in premiums, copays, compared to what we see now. So we have kind of limitations on where that can go, that they cannot add new restrictions. Same as the provider payments, those are somewhat locked in to a floor, not a ceiling, so we can raise provider payments and we can reimburse doctors a little bit more, but they cannot go lower. Some profiles of real Utahns who would benefit. There's a 36-year-old mother with cancer who is desperately seeking radiation treatment and can't find access. It's not easy to get charity care when you're looking for specialized services like radiation. Her husband is self-employed as a plumber. They're right in that gap, too much for Medicaid, but not enough to buy a plan on healthcare.gov. We have Grant as well, who became ill after participating in a clinical trial to help his sister. He has complicated health issues, does not qualify for disability Medicaid. His children are over 18, so just all of these reasons that he falls into the gap. And then Karina, who is one of the signers on this initiative, her mother actually passed away as a result of a stroke while she was in the coverage gap, was just a few months away from Medicare, but did not have health care and could have qualified for Medicaid through something like this. So now next steps, we're going through these hearings, these public forums. Next, we do the signature gathering. That has to be done by April 15th. And then it'll be on the ballot in November 18. And then would go into effect starting in early 2019 to get coverage to Utahns in need. All right. Any questions?
My name is Micah Vorweller. I do not have any questions, but thank you.
Thank you for coming, Micah.